Welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of the Go Fast and Win podcast, powered by thesharpplays.com. It is your favorite degenerate host, Faith Morgan Freeman, with you for another week of football betting action. We're at Week 2 of the NCAA football season and Week 1 of NFL. Before I get to the action for the week ahead, don't forget to sign up for TSP Live at tsp.live or visit thesharpplays.com and click the join link in the website menu. All of your favorite angles are back this year to accompany the world record-breaking TSP portfolio. The portfolio is ready to deliver some great returns to finish 2024, and I hope you will be a part of it. It was down last week, so there's even more to be gained in the weeks ahead. Don't miss any of the action. Sign up today, tsp.live, or visit thesharpplays.com and click the join link in the website menu. All right, let's dive in. The early sharp buy is 0-1 this season, and this week it is on Oklahoma minus 29 over Houston. That's Oklahoma minus 29 over Houston as the early sharp buy. Oklahoma is at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Time and rotation number 384 on Saturday. Next up, the early algorithm play is also 0-1 this season, and this week it has Liberty minus 26.5, but the current price is Liberty minus 22.5. So the value for the algorithm is Liberty minus 22.5 over New Mexico State. It is at 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday evening and is rotation number 391. The My Handicapping Game of the Week is 0-1, unfortunately, and this week I am going with Philadelphia and Green Bay over 49.5. That's Green Bay and Philadelphia over 49.5 on Friday Night Football. I don't expect much defense in this one, and I had the price at 51.5. I do have concerns about the implications of new rules this year, but I will take my chances, and 2 points of value is pretty decent in the NFL. So let's take a shot here and look, perhaps I should say hope, for a shootout. That's the My Handicapping Game of the Week, Green Bay, Philadelphia, over 49.5. Lastly, for my 2 cents, this week my 2 cents is one I've brought up before, but as always, always seems like people need a refresher. With the first week of football now upon us, and everyone excited for football as a whole, we get NFL this week. Again, first full week of football, you gotta love it. I wanted to discuss some key lessons, though. TSP veterans have heard this story many times before. It's not because I like to repeat myself. It is because so many people have a short memory when it comes to gambling. All everyone will remember is last season was a winner, and they assume it was just a slow, easy, and consistent grind of profits. No problem. Fast, easy money. No season is a simple or easy grind of profits. What most gamblers tend not to remember when looking back are the awful weeks along that journey, and what a roller coaster of emotion it was. I love talking about all the highlights and the fun that we have, but if you forget the bad moments, then you won't handle them properly when they show up once again this season, and they show up in every season and every sport multiple times. So let's discuss the lessons from seasons past. Lesson 1, do not have any expectations as to how the season will play out. Go in expecting a profit by the end, but with no idea how you'll get there. Lesson 2, do not have any expectation as to what wagers will bring you profits. Don't discount futures, parlays, or teasers because they don't fit your style. You never know where your profits will come, so embrace every wagering tool in your arsenal. Lesson 3, you will have losing days, weeks, and months in every single season. Know it and accept it. Losing is unavoidable. Last, lesson 4, the most important lesson of all, have fun. iGamble is a primary investment method. Wins and losses mean something to me, but I have learned to let the losses melt immediately, and I have fun with the bad beats once I've had, you know, about 30 seconds of unbroken profanity. Let's have some fun this week. Let's get some winners, and good luck.